You live upriver half your life, you'd feel a little like the world was constantly moving past you, no slowing it down. I think folks who live down further where the river empties into the Sound must watch the tides go out and then come back in, over and over. I don't know, do they see the world as a constant ebb and tide, a flowing out and then a return? Is the world to them like breathing, an inhalation and exhalation? I was up Otter Creek last week checking on Indian Bob. He's part still Guamish, part Norwegian, and mostly just ornery. Lives alone, he says, because he likes it that way. But I know he couldn't live 2 days with someone before it drove him to homicide. He has set routines, and he likes to keep them set. He tolerates my visits, interruptions to him, for a while, but not long. He'll announce he's got to get back to his chores, even though both of us know he's going to watch daytime TV with his two dogs. It's my signal that it's time to quit our socializing. Bob has a rundown cabin set beside a backwash that dries up most summers when Otter Creek becomes a little more than a trickle. I often think his world is more attuned to seasonal shifts. Time flows, just way slower. I don't much think of Bob as Native American as I do Zen priest. It's like he's nearly stopped the river. I'd go back guano crazy with boredom living his life, but like I said, I'm a river person and the universe is in constant motion for me, maybe why I live upriver. Or maybe I became this way because I live here. Do you choose your environment or does your environment make you? Indian Bob told me once his grandmother, still a Guamish elder back when elder meant something, told him that there aren't any mysteries for those who ask no questions. All I can figure is she must have lived on a lake. Me, I got lots of questions, just not enough answers.